Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Previously on Derpy Show.
Mission accomplished. Where's the banner?
They're just hanging that in the house.
I'd love to have one of those just to put up this randomly.
I want one that you can like flip a switch or something and drops it rolls out. Down
with confetti
and
too?
Like confetti just loaded into little cannons.
Mission accomplished.
I also want an intervention banner.
Yeah.
Push a button, shoot, intervention. Oh god, door's locked.
That way you can trap somebody and be like, intervention, intervention.
Derpy Show.
Ah, why the cheese came off the cheese bread?
What? That's what you get for like pulling from the middle.
That's what she said.
Derpy Show. Did someone have some anal tearing? Is that what happened?
God, what Jesus.
No, but I do have a bad case of anal fissures. So.
Oh, God.
You need to get that looked at immediately.
Derpy Show.
Pork and beef. Pork and beef.
Derpy Show.
No, fuck that shit.
Did you?
Wow, whoa, why? It is an amazing highbrow film.
Your mom is a highbrow film.
Oh, whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa.
I highbrowed your mother's film.
Oh, whoa.
That escalated quickly.
Derpy Show.
Wreck-It Ralph began when somebody moved his stump.
His stump. You know what? Sometimes I wonder, wouldn't life be better if we all just lived in stumps?
No.
What's a stump?
Derpy Show.
I think we're going to lose half of our fan base if we don't get train breaks back soon.
Derpy Show.
Oh my god, there's a putty in here. Oh my god, I want to go as a putty to a convention. That is the best idea.
You will be very popular.
Derpy Show.
What?
Rubber baby buggy buffers.
Bumpers.
I prefer buffers.
Bumper?
Fluffers?
Don't fluff just, a baby.
Rubber baby buggy really fluffers.
Pedophile.
If you know your torch was denied a bank loan,
report them to the authorities immediately.
If you know any baby fluffers, immediately.
Immediately. Yesterday, actually.
Derpy Show.
Let's just try to. I'll do a 1, 2, 3, 4, and then we'll do the derp. Okay.
Okay.
Welcome to a very special episode of Derpy Show, which we are calling the pre-rumble tumble in your tummy with the derps.
That's a mouthful.
It was. There was a lot of pizza here.
Yeah, it's true.
I am DJ Snorlax.
And I'm Boar.
And I'm DJ Neofast.
And we're going to be bringing to you a food-filled fiesta of fun coming out of your ear sprockets into your brain holes.
Ear sprockets?
Yeah.
Okay. I prefer ear cogs.
Ear cogs? I like ear widgets.
Ear widgets, alright.
Yeah. But that kind of reminds me of those, like, ear wigs.
Yeah, that's kind of gross. So I always think if something has a sprocket, I always think that there's something that's almost identical that's a cog.
Yeah, like it. Isn't that fucking, Jetsons, yeah. Yes. Fucking Wesley Sprockets. Spacely Sprockets.
Yeah, and Cogswell Cogs.
Wow.
Yeah.
I forgot.
And they
Jetsons
both made gears, bit. That's the thing.
Yeah, that's all they made.
They just made gears.
Gear!
Metal gear!
Wait, what was the movie where gear was the cool thing to say? Gear!
What?
I don't.
Does it involve like Power Glove being so bad?
I feel like I know what you're talking about, but I have no clue.
Like, there's some movie where they're like, that's so gear. Where he grabs something, he's like, gear.
What?
You know what? I'm gonna ask Google.
What bit of 80s faggotry
Google,
is this?
What was gear?
Who was gear?
Google. In what movie did someone use the word gear as an exclamation?
It brings up pterodactyl porn, I'm out.
Ooh, pterodactyl porn.
Para.
No, Google failed me.
Google's being a
I'm just gonna type gear exclamation point and see what happens.
It can be fanfic, isn't it?
I hope so.
Gear. Guilty Gears. You played the Eastern European game, Ashamed Cog?
Ashamed Cog?
Yeah, it's Guilty Gears.
Guilty Gear.
Belarusian. Ashamed Cog.
I like that. Can we do a whole bunch of, like
you... Wait, stop this. I remember suggesting this about, like, the first show. You guys made fun of me for this.
I just want to do, like it's a...
It's like a third world ripoff of games. Yeah, we should shit ton of them.
We have a warehouse full of games.
We have Pavement Fighters. It's Pavement Brawler. Best game. It's like your Street Fighter, but Pavement Brawler.
I tuned out for like 2 seconds and I have no idea what
there's a great game over here. We call it Immortal Wombat. You see? It is about wombats.
No, what was it?
Fight and fight and then no one dies.
God, what were the other ones? I have a whole like sleuth of like titles because me and my friends
You know, you're always using the word sleuth wrong. I just want to point that out.
A slew.
It's a slew.
Whatever.
A sleuth is like somebody who solves mysteries. So you don't have a somebody who solves mysteries of ideas.
Well, there's other games, too. Like, I think it was, what is it called?
I've got a whole gumshoe of ideas.
A whole gumshoe of ideas. Hey, also, because this won't be in time, I want to know what, hey guys, fans listening to our show, I want to know where you'd like us to go for Black Friday. Because I don't know if these guys are going to go, but I want to go somewhere on Black Friday, and I want to ask people what they're waiting in line for. And I want to know where you're going to be, fans, so that way I can try to see what's up.
You know where I'm going to be on Black Friday?
Sleeping?
Fucking bomb shelter.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A bomb shelter?
Yeah, that's what
kind
I do
of doorbusters do they have there?
I hope they don't have any doorbusters, because it's really just...
Well, they have bunker busters, don't they?
Oh, God, I hope not. I don't feel so secure anymore.
But yeah, I want to go and I want to interview people at Black Friday and see what happens. I've never been to a Black Friday insanity, and I want to see how it goes.
Girlfriend's worked there plenty of times. It's insane.
I think Best Buy might be a good one, especially the one in Millennial, what's full Brazilians.
Oh.
I like full Brazilian.
God.
Full Brazilian?
You never go full Brazilian.
Have you ever gone full Brazilian? They really rip
personally, no, but I'm a fan of it.
You're a fan of it.
Oh, my God.
Note to self.
Yeah, Best Buy on Christmas becomes a little Brazil.
Little Brazil.
Yeah. What?
That's what the Target is down there, right by in Millennia? Yeah, that's a little Brazil all the time. They come in busloads and they just unload and go into Target and buy like oodles and oodles things.
And they,
same with the comic shop too.
And they also kinda like poop in the middle of the floor.
I don't know about that.
No, from someone I know who works there. They not the middle of the floor of the store, but like in the bathrooms, they just like poop everywhere.
Why?
I don't know why. They don't know why either.
I thought Brazilians were a lot more cultured than that.
Well, they do weird stuff like their plumbing, in some parts of the country, the plumbing isn't so great, so they don't flush toilet paper, so they keep the toilet paper.
And throw it in the garbage.
And sometimes there isn't any garbage for that they find, so they just leave it around, so then it just gathers. And one time there was a gentleman who brought his own personal toilet, and began pooping in the middle of the floor.
Oh, so not on the floor, but...
No, but, like, it just in the center of the room.
So, wait, so he has, like, a fold-out, like, chair with a little baggie on
kind
the bottom?
Kind of like a
but without the baggie.
Kind of like a child's...
Kind of like you flipped a traffic
like
cone upside down.
Wait, Brazil's modern enough to the way they don't have a lot of squatting toilets, do they? Because I know
they might.
Overseas,
I think it might be a squatting toilet situation.
Because I know even in India, a lot of Arabic regions, they still have squatting toilets. That's
Japan still used them. I think some people still do. Not as a matter of like technology, but as a matter of like culture. Or
it's
they did.
Not only that, but it's actually a lot healthier for you to
squat. Yeah, well, because that your body is designed to poop that way.
Yes.
You know, actually, when I was in high school, we had a Brazilian exchange student. And she always had to field questions because everybody thought that Brazil was, like, a third world country. And she was, like they would always ask, like, oh, do you live in, like,
jungle?
A mud hut?
A jungle?
And, like...
Brazil's, like, really
fancy. Do
you
guys have electricity?
Odds are if she came for... Like, Brazil has, like... There isn't much...
Three major city centers. Rio and, like, there's two other ones I can't think
but
of.
But Sao Paulo.
Yeah, that's...
But she was from a really well-off family.
Well,
like,
there's
they had servants.
If
and
she
stuff.
Came...
And she was always fielding questions about, like, do you live in a mud hut?
Well, I could be wrong about Brazil, but from what I've gathered, there isn't a lot of a middle class there. So if she came as an exchange student...
Oh, yeah, she was really well-off.
She was really well-off.
She was.
So you're either, you know... poor, or you've got a ton of money. As far as I've got.
I believe that's changing, though. I mean, like, I worked with a lot of Brazilian people, and granted, it's funny, too. Like, the Brazilians that come over here and start living in America...
They hate Brazilians.
They hate Brazilians that come here on tours. And apparently, I never do that. I mean, like, granted, I know not everybody's the same around the world. There's assholes anywhere that you go. But, I mean, just, like, seriously, anybody... You say something about Brazilians over here in, like, iDrive or, like, Orlando...
Everyone's
like,
fuck that! Fucking fuck!
Even
God.
Brazilians, I came here as a guy. I'm from Brazil. I hate Brazilians that come here. I'm just like, well, they can't all be bad, can they?
Well, I kind of want to go to the World Cup.
Okay.
I think it's going to be in Brazil next
That's,
time.
No, it's Qatar.
Is it Qatar?
Yeah, it's in Qatar.
Is it the Olympics are going to be in Brazil?
Yeah,
the
Olympics are in Brazil.
Okay.
The World Cup is in Qatar.
Okay, then I want to go to the Olympics. I want to bring a vuvuzela.
How do you like it, bastards?
Granted, it was South African.
It was South African.
But still.
Didn't the company make a giant vuvuzela on top of a rooftop? I've never seen
a
video for that.
They did.
Can we just bring vuvuzelas back? I feel like everyone forgot about them.
No, they got banned like crazy.
I don't want to bring them back.
Oh my god.
I don't know why you would want to bring them back.
I just want to go into like malls.
That's like saying, you remember smallpox? Why isn't that around anymore? Let's bring that back.
Well, it was population control.
Just like crack cocaine was in the ghetto.
Remember the bubonic plague?
Do you know what studies say helped calm drug crime and drug wars more than anything else? More than, like, police, more than, like...
What will stop
legalization?
What has worked? What things that they've tried that's worked? It wasn't
vuvuzelas?
Regulation. It wasn't vuvuzelas. It was crack. Crack was so bad in the 80s and made things so awful that nobody wanted to be a crackhead. So people were like, fuck it, I'm not doing any of that dirty shit. I'm out. So either they would quit entirely or they'd move on to relatively safer drugs like cocaine or marijuana.
Wait, how's cocaine safer?
Wait,
bad like crack, but cocaine is not necessarily... There are people that could die on the first take of cocaine.
Right, but compared to... Like, you just die. You don't turn into a shallow husk, like, rape monster that is a crackhead.
Well, actually, no, there's a terrible drug
bath
in
salts.
Russia right now called Crocodile.
So you're saying the answer to the drug problem is bath salts.
Essentially,
practically,
yes.
Yeah, really shitty
meth.
Drugs.
Like, meth is the same way.
Well, no, in Russia right now, there's a new drug called Crocodile, which is basically mimicking the same effects of crack and cocaine. But it's made with these fucking off-the-shelf chemicals that basically, like, disintegrate your body from the inside and out. It makes your skin all crocodile scaly.
Ew.
Yeah. It's apparently looks the cheapest.
But that could
crack.
Play into that scaly fetish that we have previously talked about.
Oh, my God.
Nah, not when your parts scaly. Are liquefying and, like...
Well, you know...
It's like leprosy, basically. It's a drug that causes leprosy.
All right. We're sending Neofaust to Russia.
Oh,
to show us the real effects of crocodile.
No.
No.
No?
What if I import some crocodile over? Will you take some?
What if we let you choose and bring back a Russian mail order bride? That'll be like your payment.
Wait, is it a mail order bride or a mail?
Well, that was going to be a surprise, but now that you pointed it out to him and he's going to have to worry about that, I can't go along with my original plan.
Damn it! You have to, like, wink or, like, give me a nose signal when not to talk about stuff.
No. I can't always do that.
God.
Yeah, you can't wink.
Anyway, we're going to get a mail order bride.
Okay.
You can't wink?
Of course I can.
Oh, he can wink. You're a liar.
I have extremely advanced control of my face.
I wouldn't believe that, considering it seems like you have three expressions.
I know, right? You have creepy.
Just because I don't
creepy.
Have emotions doesn't mean I don't have control of my face.
Oh, gotcha.
You have creepy, less creepy, and like
disdain.
Like, for God's sake, you're professional.
You have to at least give me one for
shot.
Indifference.
There's a difference.
Okay, yeah.
I also really like your creepy chicken face that you do when you're like half orgasming.
What?
There are pictures that
Wait.
I've seen.
When have you seen that?
No, you're not actually half orgasm, but you're like being like, like making some weird noise, and you look like a chicken sometimes.
I've never even...
Hidden
what are you talking about?
It's when you're usually making fun of Neofaust, and your like eyes cross, and your mouth gets really big, and you usually drop your head backwards.
Yeah,
so it looks like you have one long neck, and you're like,
ah! When you talk about Neil Gaiman.
Yeah, that kind of shit, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It weirds me out.
When you go at the rant about Neil Gaiman and Alan Moore, and...
yeah, like, but then you start, like, moving, and you're like...
I don't know.
You get beak-like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that thing! It's weird. It weirds me out.
Going on with that.
For those of you listening... This makes no sense, but it's funny to me.
That's why we need to have a video camera sometime. Derpy Show. You want bacon and Canadian bacon, sir?
I'm gonna veto that one.
Chicken bacon.
God damn it.
Turkey chicken bacon. Wrapped in cheese. On pizza. Do they still do that crust thing, that little, like, little...
stuff? We don't get that with this deal.
No, I know, but do they still do that pizza where they're just little, like, niblet bites of, like, cheese rolls?
Yes.
Or is that, like, Domino's?
You can't upgrade the cheese sticks, I think.
You can't upgrade the cheese sticks. So the first pizza, big dinner, box pan style. We get one topping.
Bacon.
Okay.
I opt for pork topping.
Oh, yeah, pork-based topping. I like this.
Okay, so bacon.
No, they're pork sausage.
Yeah, it's pork, awesome. Yeah, sausage, yeah.
Oh, just pork?
Yeah.
Pork, yeah.
I've never had pork.
It's the best topping pizza I've ever had. All right,
so one with bacon, one with pork.
Literally, it's called pork.
Yes, that's see all.
It. You're shitting me, right?
It just says pork.
it's really, like, crumbles of pork sausage.
What?
But it doesn't say pork sausage.
No,
it just
says
pork. That's awesome.
Like, pork. Like, it's so
pork.
Generic. Just
well, they also have Italian sausage.
I like the pork.
Which is also probably made of pork.
So pork.
Well, literally, let me point out. So there's pepperoni.
Yeah.
Which is usually pig-based.
There's some pork in it, yeah.
There's ham.
Which is pork.
Pork-based.
Italian sausage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Yeah.
And then pork.
Yep.
Yeah. I think more like the white meat pork, like the like tenderloin kind of like...
Right. I mean, like, right. I get it, but it's just so ludicrous. Like, pork...
Is it beef an option too?
Yeah,
beef is an option.
Beef is
not ground beef.
No, they just say beef.
Just beef.
Just beef. Yeah, shredded beef on there.
And chicken. Right. I mean, they have chicken. They don't say if it's grilled. They don't say if it's marinated. They just say chicken.
They just chicken. Right. Right. I guess.
So to be consistent.
So to be consistent. Yes.
They offer the animal.
Gotcha. Okay. I guess that makes sense. Okay, so bacon, and then pork. All right, are we upgrading to cheese sticks, or are we okay with breadsticks?
How much is cheese sticks?
It's like $1.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, God.
What?
We also get wings with this one.
What? Really? Holy crap. What kind of magical box is this?
You'll see. It's crazy magical.
Oh, God. Okay, what kind of wings? I want the wings that are like honey mustard.
Honey mustard?
Okay, fine.
They don't have that option.
Mango
they
salsa.
They don't have anything mango.
Well, in Germany they do.
This isn't Germany. This is Pizza Hut.
Well, in Europe they have great pizzas, actually. They have crazy ass pizzas.
When I was in Japan, they put mayonnaise on pizzas. See if you can get mayonnaise and corn.
and eggs. Eggs
and deviled eggs.
And eggs on top of it, please. It's very true.
Very small rocks. Okay.
They would have to be arranged as a Zen garden.
Yes.
It's okay. First of all, there are three types of wings we can order.
What?
Oh, we're getting wings too?
Yes.
Okay.
Crispy bone-in wings.
Yeah.
Bone-out wings.
Continue.
You like bone out wings?
If Neo Faust is involved, I want the bone to be in. I don't.
Okay. Then we're looking.
I don't want the bone to be just whipped out.
Okay. So we're looking at bone in. So are we looking at crispy bone in or traditional? I'm guessing crispy is fried and then battered and then juiced, sauced. Jizz.
I think more often than not, I like the ones without batter.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, it irritates me at like Chinese places where they give you like the chicken product based foods. It's always just like fried chicken bits.
So no fry. We're just traditional.
Yeah, traditional.
All right. Do we want a flavor or do we just want hot wings?
What flavors are
there? Yeah, the garlic based ones.
There is lemon pepper.
Yes.
Lemon pepper.
All right. Are no other options needed to be heard? Just lemon pepper.
Best kind.
And we get a 2-liter.
What? I got NOS.
So I feel that I'm going to have to go ahead and go with Dr. Pepper.
Do they have cherry Dr.
They don't have cherry Dr. Pepper.
I'm amazingly disappointed.
They're just really harsh in my buzz. It's just not smooth enough for me.
So wait, I got a question. You know those drink machines they have out now? The Coca-Cola, like, mixed
the freestyle machines.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper's owned by Pepsi, right? Or is it its own company?
It's its own company.
Does it sometimes end up in those machines?
And Dr. Pepper swings both ways.
Hey-o!
Oh!
So if you had Dr. Pepper, a freestyle machine, and you chose Dr. Pepper plus cherry, would it be amazingly smooth?
I don't think it would be amazingly smooth, but it would be slightly more smooth than just regular Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
That's like that cherry...
I feel like they have to mix the cherry Dr. Pepper at a authorized cherry Dr. Pepper mixing facility in order to achieve the rising smoothness.
Well, otherwise you can get your ratios might be a little off. And if the ratios aren't right, then...
But it has to be the right kind of cherries, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that like a grenadine cherry or something to use in that machine?
Yeah.
What if it's a different cherry?
I prefer maraschino, so...
What the fuck?
Maraschino cherry?
Yeah.
Bing all the way, bitches!
Bing?
Bing cherries.
Bing cherries.
Oh, Bing cherries.
Oh, there's different types then.
Actually, that reminds me. I saw something that Bing in Chinese means like shit or something.
Well, it depends on how you pronounce Bing. Because you do know they have Bing. 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 There's four different ways of pronouncing Bing.
But even if any of those ways means like crappy or something like...
Yeah? Wait, let me look it up. I'm looking
it up
right now.
We
need some facts. I got a check.
Hold on. I'm at a computer right now.
Yeah, he's at a computer, but I got a Chinese dictionary on me because I'm still trying to learn.
Google, does bang mean poop in Chinese? Ooh, Chinese little swear words. That doesn't help me anything. Oh,
probably
bing?
Shit.
Ha 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 ha. Source, brand infection. So this is a website that I'm guessing makes fun of brands. Yeah, yippee, I've got brand infection. So Bing means disease in Chinese.
Okay.
How's it pronounced? What is it over the I? Is it like a triangle, upside down triangle?
It doesn't show me anything.
Let's see.
It's going up in the left, bottom down to the right. So it's like a dash going northeast.
So it just
Bing, ing. It's a high pitch down to a lower pitch. Okay. Ing, ing.
You're, what?
That's how you pronounce it. Bing.
Yeah,
bing.
That's what we said.
You were going, you're a Bing. 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 There's subtleties.
I'm sorry that we don't speak a tonal language.
That's what they do. You could be saying something totally different. Apparently.
Okay, I'm really concerned. I'm just lost. And
what's
confused.
Up? Did they throw us a loop?
No, I'm talking about just what's happening over there.
Oh, it's alright. No, we do this all the time.
I don't understand either.
Retarded, useless information fact checking.
All I know is that Microsoft Bing is a disease.
Alright, cool. Do we need sauces?
Yes.
What?
For lemon pepper, what do you add to lemon pepper?
What sauces are available?
Blue cheese, marinara, garlic butter, ranch,
garlic butter
sauce.
Garlic butter.
For what?
For everything. I will drink it.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, it hurts.
Give in
stomach.
To your feelings. Drink it.
That hurts me on the inside.
I'm getting a blue cheese. And I don't know what breadstick sauce is.
So, okay.
I'm getting some of that.
Breadstick sauce.
Well, there's also marinara.
Is that called marinula? Because apparently my friend who worked at an alehouse, this black guy, was all like, hey, can I get some of that marinula sauce for my... I forgot how you pronounce the squid. For his... calamari. Can I have some marinula sauce for my calamares?
Wow. That's a
merengue sauce? Did you like to start doing a dance?
No, marinula.
Well, you know, I really do like remoulade sauce. It's pretty good.
Remoulade sauce? Whoa. Okay, this is something now. Okay.
Anyway.
Joke went out the window. It's something, apparently.
Is that French or Creole?
I'm not sure.
What? Like, it matters.
Well, there's subtleties. You're all about the subtleties.
I am. Too many times.
So
you're just the one that was arguing about different ways to say Bing, and you're like
Bing.
Well, in French and Creole, there's no difference at all, even though they're separate fucking languages.
Bing,
Bing, Bing, Bong.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, I'm curious. Actually, I feel like I need to get a marinara sauce. To compare the difference between marinara and breadstick sauce. Because I assume breadstick sauce...
is ketchup.
I don't know. I just have to know.
What the fuck is breadstick sauce?
We're about to find out.
The fuck is juice?
Don't worry. Derpy Show is here, and we're going to review this box and tell you what's in it and eat some food.
Do I want baked cinnamon sticks or Hershey's chocolate dunkers with chocolate sauce?
Well, okay. First off, that question is a trap because yes, we do, obviously. But do we want to pay for them?
Do we want to pay for these things?
Nah, I don't care so much for that. We got cheese sticks.
We got cheese sticks.
Yeah, cheese is almost like a dessert. Let's just go with that.
All right.
I had a dead cat.
Ah, $3 delivery charge, the prices I pay.
So don't tip them. Oh!
Easy, wow.
Whoa. Well, they charge delivery already? Does it go to them? I hope.
No, it doesn't. It's just...
Actually, in the newest Papa John's scandal, I learned that the delivery charge does go to the delivery driver.
Oh, that's good. Oh, good for them.
Fuck them getting a tip.
Yeah, kudos to them getting a
tip. No, I don't know. I don't know. I've always been on the fence about it because it's so hard.
Hey, since we're talking about pizza, we should talk about the Papa John's scandal.
Order it quickly.
We really should talk about
place that order.
Place the order.
We've got things to derp about.
Wait, I thought we weren't allowed to segue anymore.
There's derping about.
We're not segueing. This is still pizza we're talking
about. Yeah, I've shut up too. Okay. I didn't segue anything.
You can discern what credit card number of input by keystroke. Sounds, can you?
No, I don't know anybody that can. Is that still the joke? Because, I mean, like, I know in shoulder surfing that's a technique where they look over the shoulder and see the quadrants.
Over the shoulder boulder holder?
Yeah, that too.
Over the shoulder boulder holder?
Yeah. So how much you need
for
me?
Is that like when you're at a concert and you stand behind a guy who's standing in front of a cute girl and you slip your hand between his arm and his hand and you hold her boob?
Yeah.
Okay.
Derpy Show.
So this Papa John scandal thing. I never knew there was a scandal to begin with.
I don't know if you can really call it a scandal. It's just people. It's something people are pissed off about right now.
Well, weren't they already?
Well, essentially, where it comes from is Reddit, because that's where all the anger, all of the personal army.
Really, what happened to Dig?
What?
Wait, I remember it was Slashdot. Back in the day when I first got on the internet, I looked at Slashdot, and then I stopped going to that.
Twos of years ago, Dig was destroyed.
Twos of years. It's a time before! So what was it always say?
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver! No, Slashdot was something I went to, and then after Slashdot, it was just
Slashdot doesn't really compare.
Well, I went to a lot of news groups, and after news groups, I got onto Dig, I think, in,
Dig used to be a thing. But the problem was that they had a major site redesign that made it really
awful.
Didn't
they sell their souls to Fox or something like that?
Basically, and the quality of their content got really low because you could just buy your way into
it. Yeah, that's what pissed me off. I was just like, I'm done with this. I found Reddit.
There was a mass exodus from Dig to Reddit.
Okay.
That was about two.
Because 4chan filled that hole for a little bit, and I was just like, ew. So then Reddit, source of anger now, as opposed to any other place.
Well, just that's where they all organize. That's where they all organize now. And as Einstein once said, anger on Reddit can neither be created nor destroyed. It can only be transferred.
Well, it's true.
It's true.
It's a true quote.
So, essentially, all of the hatred from both sides from the elections, which it's Reddit. There's only one side on Reddit.
Yeah,
but yeah, they're very liberal.
All of that anger,
unless you go on R Christianity.
Oh, that's
or R Mitt Romney.
That's really? Just a big troll fest.
I feel like
dude.
Those would have been nothing but trolls.
Yeah, it's just a huge troll fest the whole time. Like I know R Christianity.
Actually, R Christianity, like they will ban you instantly for saying anything that disagrees with.
No, like North Korea's got a subreddit too, apparently. And every time something is said about North Korea being shady or something like that, it's just instantly banned from North Korea.
So I feel that that's just where it went. Now, as far as I can tell, I'm going to see if I can find some facts on this.
Facts? Why does the show have facts?
Show us the car facts.
The car facts?
Basically what happened is Mitt Romney lost. So business owners have been freaking out about, have you heard about how a lot of businesses were, threatening their employees and trying to coerce them into voting for Romney?
Why? How?
Because a lot of the people at the top were very rich, and they were going to see tax cuts, and they weren't going to have to pay, Obamacare.
Okay, yeah, the trickle-down economy, all that bullshit, yeah.
What happened was, after Romney lost, the owner of Papa John's was, like, is going to have to start buying health insurance for people.
Oh, tragic.
Like, they have to... Yeah. And so he is cutting his employees' hours, and he, like, publicly announced that he's going to be cutting everybody's hours below 30 hours so he doesn't have to buy them health insurance.
That is incredibly fucked up.
Yeah, so that's what the... That's what the outrage is about. But in order to pay for health insurance, I read that it was only going to be like 20-some cents per pizza of an increase.
As far as I can see, the increase would be between
they said
14 cents.
Yeah, they said what I read was the estimates were about 15 cents a pizza, give or take. But they're saying that they're going to have to increase the price of pizza by about 50 cents per pizza.
Oh, tragic.
Yeah.
Tragic.
But, essentially, oh man, I don't want any of my employees to have any sort of living wage or have any sort of health insurance or way of living a life.
That's incredibly fucked up.
Like,
man.
Personally, if that's all it costs is an extra, like, 25 cents or less to... know that the place where I'm buying my pizza from is giving their employees health insurance, fucking take my quarter.
Right. Like, yeah. That doesn't make any damn sense. It's just complete fucking insanity. I personally really like this Reddit thread. It apparently was one of the first call to arms because it has 21,000 upvotes at time of recording.
Because karma means good things, right?
Well, there were 4,500 comments. That's a lot of people voting.
Yeah, there you go.
Essentially, it was there are plenty of places in the world to get cheap, shitty pizza. Is anyone else on Reddit ready to boycott Papa John's? So it's quickly turned into this, like, crazy...
I've been boycotting Chick-fil-A, so hell.
Yeah, fuck
it. It's been a terrible, terrible boycott, though. Fucking Chick-fil-A tempts me all the goddamn
time. I know it!
Here's the worst part. I've heard that recently they're going to start a new cheesy dipping sauce, which I really want to try, but I can't.
Assholes.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I don't know, like, since marriage was passed in, like, Washington and...
Marriage was passed?
I mean, yeah, marriage was passed. You can get married now, kids! Oh, right! Yay! No, gay marriage was passed in Washington and... Was it Vermont or New Hampshire?
I think with these new laws for, like, gay marriage going through, I think we need to start pushing for the ultimate goal. And that is...
Marry your shoe?
Being able to marry any inanimate object or animal that we wish.
Yeah! Yeah, slippery slope.
It's a slippery slope.
We're there.
But the referee would marry you. You know, the
now that gay marriage has been legalized, the slope has been greased up, let's start sliding.
I want to have sex with ducks. I need to marry a duck.
Yes.
That's what Pat Robertson said is going to happen.
Now, do you want to have gay sex with ducks, though? Because they've got some weird screwdriver penises.
No, no, God, no.
Corkscrew? Corkscrew penises.
God, no.
Incredibly. So, okay, so they think that the zombie apocalypse going on right now since Romney's not...
Apocalypse, yeah.
So Papa John's guy's freaking out. Anybody else freaking out? I mean...
Oh, I ran across a fun site today. It's disappearing MittRomney.com, I believe.
What?
I could be wrong on the address, but basically, a lot of people, since the election results came in, have been unliking Romney's Facebook page, and this tracks it in real time. You can see people unliking his Facebook page.
Why not? They still have their signs in the front yards and
it's,
stickers.
It's
on
got
there,
a counter that shows you how many people have unliked it since you've started watching, and it's got a graph where you can watch it go down.
Wow!
That's pretty interesting. Somebody with a lot of time on their hands. Or maybe a nice little like computer science project, too.
Well, you know, it's some Facebook has some interesting like
apps you like, can get validated.
Well, no, just the way it works. Like, I think I read a statistic earlier today or yesterday that there has, as of right now, there are 30,000 dead people on Facebook.
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, that's kind of the weird thing. I don't know what their policy is to maintain that once they get a death certificate or something sent in from the family, or what is
their
policy?
They have a system in place where they can, they call it, I think, memorializing a Facebook account now.
Oh. Okay.
I forget all the things that it does, but... it makes it so it's a little bit less insensitive. Like, it stops showing up in people you may know.
Gotcha. Like, yeah.
Because there's going to be a point where, like, the generations that are on Facebook are going to start dying off. And if Facebook's still around there, I mean, I guess something in place for the future.
Well, I mean, I've known a couple of people that have, you know, young people that died tragically here or there, and they saw Facebooks, and they kind of turned them into these weird, like, internet mausoleums for them.
People post on a wall to them and stuff like that.
But it's, I don't know, it kind of, it's really nice. I don't deal with death very well. I'm more of the mindset, like, bye, and then you're gone. Because I don't.
You hide it away?
Kind of. It's just like, you know, bye.
I mean, as a society, we've been doing that forever. It's like, put it in the ground. We don't need to see or deal with it. But over in the East, it's kind of just like, oh, he's dead. Right, cool.
Like, I mean, I don't know. That's kind of, I guess it's kind of like a Asian kind of thing where it's like, you know, they lived, they died.
Mm-hmm.
We party, we drink, we have a celebration. But then we move on kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, it's just, it's a factor of both life and death. It's going to happen, so best not to hide it away, but best not to, like, you know, embrace it, I suppose, or be all consumed by it.
Well, I'm not saying, like, I'm not saying you need to hide it away, but I feel that sometimes there are people that you go from being, remembering your friend that died, that it turns into, like, a weird...
Obsession, almost?
Almost obsession, or a weird, like, it's like almost like a saint culture with Catholicism, where it's like, you start, like, almost deifying the person.
Yeah.
So I feel that Facebook really helps that, because then you just have a permanent shrine.
But maybe they should make it to where it doesn't show up in anybody's feed. It's still there if you actively want to search for it, but it doesn't show up like, you may know this person.
This friend of yours just wrote on your dead friend's wall.
Mm. Yeah, I'm not saying forget about it, but have it still there, I guess, if somebody wants to look for it. Derpy
Show. Pizza time, motherfuckers!
Pizza time!
Oh my god, it's like a Ninja Turtle. It's pizza time.
That is a big box. God damn. We got a mini pizza. It looks just like marinara sauce.
It's the same fucking sauce.
Are they the same thing?
They're not labeled.
They're not labeled, and they look identical.
Yeah.
That's a little bit lighter, though. I mean, I don't know. I see, like, basil in that one.
They're the same fucking sauce.
No, are you sure somebody, like, derped and accidentally just, like, you know...
Maybe they accidentally gave us the wrong thing?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I feel like they were just tricking us. Or for some reason on the computer system, like, it just lists all sauces. But when you buy, like, chicken, it says marinara sauce. But when you buy breadsticks, it says breadstick sauce. So then when they go, I want to see what sauces you have, it goes, blah, 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 blah. These are all the sauces we have.
Mm.
Okay. All right, so this is pork.
Mm-hmm. It just tastes like breakfast sausage.
You lost a pork.
I lost a pork. Not a piece of pork, just a pork.
The mother.
Welcome to Dinner with Derpy Show.
Well, now you're just turning in. We just ordered a pizza a while ago.
We ordered.
Also, why are you tuning in to half of a podcast in the middle?
It's very weird.
I do that. I skip ahead. What are they talking about? Boring.
So we ordered the big dinner box from Pizza Hut.
That's enough for four men. But we're three men.
Golden three men.
Mm, chicken wings. So, are we technically doing what Dungeons and Doritos do?
No, we're eating pizza. And we're not playing D&D.
But that's similar, right?
We're playing with people's hearts.
What?
Dr. Boar is not here right now.
Yeah. He's on hiatus.
He's on sabbatical.
Maybe. That sounds like a doctory thing to do.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Dr. Ish thing. I like these wangs.
We know you like wings.
Chicken's wangs.
That doesn't make it better.
Chicken's wangs. Do chickens have multiple wangs?
Yes.
Ooh, really?
And talons.
Because I know that, I know snakes have multiple wangs.
Multiple wangs for multiple chickens.
They're like different hoes and area codes.
I mean, is it like rows of wangs?
It's more like different strokes for different folks, but it's different wangs for different chickens.
What the fuck?
I see. So I did see that Reddit thread of the decept, the was it the decoding? No, what's the word I'm trying to think of here? The
defriending of Romney?
No. The deciphering of dumps like a truck.
Oh God! Guys, like what? What? What?
That was me.
Baby, yeah. Move your butt. Butt.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we're saying again.
Is he still alive?
Cisco?
Yeah. Does he make routers?
He's still on Deep Space Nine, I think.
What?
So that's what he's been up to.
Deep Space Nine? Cisco?
Remember how he was really lame when the show first started?
Wait, he was on Deep Space Nine?
He got less lame.
Really?
Yeah. He did. That's true.
He was on Deep Space Nine?
Yeah, he grew a goatee later and got way cooler.
Are we talking about the singer Sisko?
And he lost his hair, too.
Mm-hmm.
Was on Star Trek?
Or yeah. His name was Benjamin Sisko.
You guys are bullshit.
Was he the captain, technically?
He became a captain later. He was Commander Sisko for most of it.
It's a character. Okay.
He got upgraded.
Right. I mean, that's because Deep Space Nine didn't have a captain, did it?
Uh-oh.
Because it's not a ship. It's a space station.
Yeah, it's a space station. Okay, whoa. It's a... It's a celestial body other than a planet or a giant rock that's floating through space. Is it orbiting something, or is it in, like, geo kind of, like, stasis?
It was a ship.
Not geostasis. What's the term? If you're in a solar system and you're stasis, you're, like, in, not an orbit, maybe? I mean,
geosynchronous orbit.
But you, I guess, technically are. If you're around a solar body, you are spinning in some kind of orbit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Unless it's in deep space.
They kept it in a place relative to the wormhole.
So it was kind of like neutral.
It used to be orbiting Bajor, but later on they were like, oh, there's a wormhole over here. We should go orbit around that.
So wormholes contain... Is a gravity well there around?
Oh, sir, you don't know what a wormhole is?
A wormhole
is a conduit through space.
I understand, but the physics involved in a wormhole, is it like, you know, like a black hole, the celestial body? How does it behave? I mean, like, you go through it via propulsion, or just does it pull you in, or...
No,
my understanding is just like a hole. It is a hole, so it has no gravity whatsoever.
It's a shortcut.
So why the hell
it's like a window.
Then how the hell do they orbit around if it has no gravity?
It's like a freeway.
Well, maybe... Well, I mean, the ship has motors.
Yeah, or
not motors,
engines.
But like engines.
Okay, that makes sense. All right.
So it's orbiting. It may not be actually locked into an orbit.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because I believe the term geosynchronous implies synchronous orbit around a body, like an Earth, ERF.
I never claimed they were orbiting anything.
Well, anyway, what the fuck were we talking about?
That thong.
Okay.
That thong. The thong. Not thong. Derpy
Show. I want chicken. I want liver. Meow mix, please deliver.
I think the funniest thing I saw was this AMV. I know, right? Of Cell from Dragon Ball Z. You know, he like breathes in really like deep and then like belches out this yell around the area. They did the whole meow mix thing instead of him yelling. He's just like meow, 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 meow. It's funny. It's funny when I was 14.
I was going to say, that was probably not funny anytime recently.
God damn. Yeah, it's sunk in there. It's sunk in really deep. Gonna put that in the vault. And it's away.
I did like Cell.
I didn't care necessarily for him. That line was just kind of meh. I'm like, so androids could be powerful than all this. And not to mention, I think was it the second Broly movie came out in between that?
Mm-hmm.
I think it made me shake my head as the fucking Broly kept coming back. I'm just like, really now?
Well, pretty much the movies, without a doubt, like, without exception, are pretty crummy. I feel.
Janimba!
With the exception of The Christmas Tree of Might. That movie's pretty good.
That's best whatever.
Do you know what was really funny? Dragon Ball Z Kai abridged. Do you know what Dragon Ball Z Kai is?
It's basically the editing, reworking of the whole Dragon Ball Z series.
But it's also sort of abridged.
Like, they cut out a lot.
They cut out a shit ton of fillers, yeah.
So it's an abridged of an abridged. So it's just, like, 45 seconds long, and it's, like, in... It's like a double, like, That's it.
Totally different people, or just...
It's the same people, they just, like, zip through it, like... I think they've only done, like, two or three of them as jokes, essentially.
I think, well, I don't know, I like the Bardock one. Or, no, the cooler. No, Frieza, was it, like, I'm still cooler than Frieza.
I'm your brother, I took your son.
I can see the future!
Now you can see the future!
Derpy Show. So, you like kung fu exploitation movies, right?
I just love kung fu martial art movies, yeah.
Okay. Have you ever... So there's a PlayStation 2 game. I believe it was called either Way of the Samurai or Blade of the Samurai. And the game, as you played it, you always played it in like 2-hour chunks. You've played Left 4 Dead?
Roughly, yes.
Okay. Have you ever played, like, sat down and actually played Left 4 Dead?
Wait, are we talking about Left 4 Dead or Dead Rising?
Left 4 Dead. The multiplayer zombie game.
Oh, yeah.
And you know how you're like, every time you play, you sit down and it's a different movie? Like, you like instead of playing for like a campaign, you're like, I'm playing this movie now.
Yeah, I got you.
So Way of the Samurai, it's always the same movie, but every time you finish the game, you can start over with the different techniques and swords and powers.
It's New Game Plus.
But you do it like 15 times. Because, like, at the beginning...
Does it do a different, like, plot then?
Yes.
Oh, goes
because
further.
You're stronger. So, like, the first... When you fight the first guy, he beats you. But for, like, the first three playthroughs, you can... Like, at the fourth playthrough, you can beat him, and that changes the whole rest
of
the plot.
That happened in Zone of the Enders 2 with that Anubis guy. You can't beat him the first time around, but I guess you can beat him a second time.
So, the game is really, really good, and it's all, like... This is PlayStation 2, so this was, like, before everyone was all up, like, BioWare was making every single game with decisions.
I don't know, man, because was it Killer 13, or what's that one game where you have 13 personalities?
Oh, just 13.
Is it 13? There's 13, and there's another game that's in that same guise, but yeah, very stylish.
But yeah, so the whole movie is done in a 1970s exploitation kung fu style.
Really?
So, like, even, like, the one black guy's got the big afro, and he's, like, jive-talking because it's an exploitation film.
Huh.
So the whole time, every time, you play it for, like, 2 hours, and then you finish the story. It could be, like, a tragedy because you fail the first time you play.
Yeah.
Then you start over, and then you can do it a little bit better. And then you can make better decisions and save the village or save this person or
badass.
Do this. Until the final playthrough, you do everything right.
Huh.
And you get the best ending, and you're, like, the kung fu master who saves everyone.
What?
Yeah. And it's actually a pretty cool game. It's
first-person shooter or over-the-shoulder?
No. Third-person kung fu or samurai game.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hmm. Let me double-check the name of this, but I'm pretty sure it's Way of the Samurai.
Way of the Samurai. Okay. I gotta see that, because I love those things. I love Black Dynamite, that show that's on Adult Swim right now, and also the movie that came out. That's fucking hilarious. I love it all.
Hey, they released it on PlayStation Portable. Interesting.
Well,
PSP.
You can play everything. Oh, wait. Not all PlayStation 2, I guess.
I thought you could, like...
You could play all PlayStation 1 games.
Yeah.
Boy, I thought you could, like, jailbreak or hack the PSP.
You can hack it to play all PS1 games, but PS2 is pretty tough, so they would have to have made the game for PS1.
Really, why? I thought the graphics engine is still under what the PSP can do, especially the
Yeah, but the PSP wasn't designed to e-boot. To run the eBoot files for PS2s, so they essentially had to build that for it. Whereas it's designed to play the PS1 games, like, it was essentially, it's a hack. Anyone can make an eBoot file if they have the PSX ISO.
Yeah.
I just sound like I'm saying gibberish, but yeah, if you have the PSX ISO.
Oh, the PSX ISO. I've got 4 of those.
ISOs, yeah.
Good. As long as you have those, you can make an eBoot file, which the PlayStation PSP could read, because the game was designed for you to end up downloading PS1 titles.
So that was the laziest way
for Sony to send them to players, and players realized with a hacked one they get to make them themselves.
Thank God for the homebrewing market.
Oh my God, the PSP is so good for homebrew.
Yeah, that's what I've been told. I mean, that and the DS. I remember DS Linux has been a big thing too. Derpy Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we have coming up in the future is a battle of Herp versus Derp. It is going to be a Derp off for the generations.
It's
going to
be Herptastic, I bet.
Oh, it will be more than that. It will be so grandiosely derpy. And let me tell you, it is my great honor to let you know that in our next show, we will be having
a Derp Down of the Century.
Derp Down of the Century. Herp and the Derp Dome.
Herp in the Derp Dome.
Herp in the Derp Dome.
Derpy de Derp Dome.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh,
Jingle.
That was fine.
Do derp, enter.
Anyway, right now we're going to be sitting down real quick with both of our challengers.
Yes. First of all, we're going to bring, let's speak to our reigning champion, the king of the derps.
Representing the home team.
Of Derpy Show.
Yeah.
It is DJ Neofaus. Everyone give DJ Neofaus a round of applause.
Yay! Yay! We love him!
Yay! Insert fake.
It's just like, it's just laughter. One cat in the background.
Wow!
Cricket.
So, okay, you're going to be facing off against Robo Joe.
Yes, Robo Joe.
He's a robot.
He's more derp than man.
He is more derp than man.
Oh, boy.
You might have to crank out the big guns. How are you going to prepare for this derp down?
Well, I'm going to not sleep, and then
That's a wise move.
That's a wise move. I may not get any sleep at all, perhaps.
Oh.
And I may either be hopped up on alcohol or caffeinated drinks.
Because currently you hold the title.
I hold a title?
You have the heavyweight derpian of the world.
Do I have this belt? What is the derp king? I don't understand.
Well, we're going to award a belt.
A belt?
Yeah. But right now you just have you're the current defending champion.
So this is why I'm wearing just my actual belt.
Yeah, just regular belt.
I mean, you've proved your derpiness to our crowd.
I see.
You're their champion.
Am I really?
Yeah.
So is this going to have a vote? I mean, like, what? Am I going to have to be like, is my power level going to be maxed by whatever the votes from our fans are?
Well, you'll have to. I mean, this is going to be a derp bait, so you guys are going to have to figure out how it
derp
works.
So is it voted, like, or is there a derp moderator that could?
There will be. Bor and I will be. We will be moderating it.
Moderating. Yeah. Okay.
We will be the carbon rods in this reaction of derp.
Yes. Yes.
I'll have carbon rod.
So now. You say you're going to, you know, have alcohol, caffeine. Now, you usually have caffeine. Yes. This is a guy that has no caffeine, but will likely chug refreshers from Starbucks before the show. Can you compete?
What's a refresher?
A full of caffeine. And guarana and a bunch of other juicy things.
You can order these?
It's called a refresher. It's a weird drink. It's not a coffee. It's this weird drink that's caffeine and like juice.
Is this off the menu?
Is this
off
the menu?
Yeah, it's a new thing they're doing.
Because I know it's like they have what are called dirty chais. It's basically a chai latte but with like shots.
And they put a tube up your ass and then they inject it directly.
Yeah. You butt chug it. But he might butt chug these refreshers.
Really?
And that will really help him like harness his caffeine and he's not used to it. So he'll reach new levels of derp. How do you plan to go up against this?
Would I be able to understand him though?
Well,
we have to have Google Translate for me?
Listen. You don't have to understand it.
Yeah, that's not a question.
Is that the case here? So
he's
so
not.
So is this his second form, his hyper derp form?
We don't know how many forms he may or may not have.
So how many hyper moves does he have? Is it like three hyper derp moves that he goes
in? He's the unknown.
Can I cross counter his hyper derp?
The thing is, we don't know. He's the unknown.
There's no combo breakers I can't do?
We don't know yet.
We know what you've got. For the most part.
So I'm going to have to go aerial expansion type to fight him, basically.
I don't even know what that means.
Is that one of those stupid fucking Marvel vs. Capcom things that no
types.
One ever...
So do you have to select buttons? Do you have to be expansion type? What type? What am I going to have to do? Am I going to have to like work on my blocking or something? Because if I can't cross-counter his derps, I don't know what
to do. I think you're just
going
to really need to work on herping before you derp. That's probably going to be your goal.
I think our audience would agree that you would be at an advantage if you would bring your guitar.
Would I?
Probably.
That's probably. They do like you with the guitar.
Oh, God. Yeah. Damn. So, sleep deprivation and guitar.
And actually, I think Joe is going to be at a distinct disadvantage because we're not going to be able to see him.
Correct.
So a lot of his derping is completely visual.
Yes.
So
he's a very, like, physical derper.
Do we need to stream this debate derp and be on a stage or something?
No, we'll see how it goes. We might take some photos.
Yeah.
So how many rounds are you going to be in this derp debate?
Well, you know, it's going to be... We'll figure it out.
I think it's going to be more of an amorphous blob of derp.
Yeah.
It's not going to have a form.
No physical contact.
Oh.
It's a derp bait. We already discussed this.
I can't fight him, can I?
There may be some physical contact.
There's probably going to be physical contact.
Yeah.
It's going to be awkward for you.
Oh, God.
He's very good at physical contact.
Oh, no.
Now, you have been derping with us for a while, but he was born derpy. Do you think you can really stand up to that?
I don't know. What is derp exactly?
It's that special thing.
That's like the thesis of our show.
Like, it's that little spark that lights a fire inside your colon. It's what the French call je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais derp.
Je ne sais
derp. Okay, so
I don't know. If he's been born derpy, I don't know if I could compete with that. I mean, just... It's almost like a stance change to
but
me.
Your
like fra-
but your fans are counting on you. Do you think you can really pull it together?
If I turn off all cognitive abilities in my mind, I think I could reach a whole level of Zen derpery.
Zen derpery. I like this. Now, the question on everyone's mind is what drink are you bringing to the event? I mean, we've seen you with jugs. We've seen you with vials. Yeah. See, I once saw you with a syringe. So.
I can't. I don't know. I can't bring
but,
any
but sometimes, sometimes he just, you know, has a store-bought energy drink. We don't know where it's going to come from. If you're going to come with a mystery jug,
well,
or are you going to come with something store-bought?
I will gladly.
What is your strategy?
I will gladly chug down whatever our sponsors could be.
Our sponsor. So you're saying Cherry Dr. Pepper is going to be your drink of choice?
If they put in some caffeine, yes.
Cherry Dr. Pepper has caffeine.
Cherry, no, but more than that.
You need extra caffeine.
Extra caffeine.
You want me to, like...
We're going to go spike a Cherry Dr. Pepper.
You want me to
get
Cherry Dr. Pepper and then dissolve two
no-dos.
Caffeine pills
we'll
into it.
We'll put no-dos.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. If Cherry Dr. God Pepper, the smooth taste of caffeinated awesomeness, can sponsor the event. Or maybe NOS, energy drink, in all five different flavors.
God damn it.
If that's the case, then I'll be completely down with that.
Well, folks, you heard it here first. Neo Faust is ready for the derp.
I guess.
The herp for the derp dome.
So are we going to be on bungee cords?
Yes.
So
two derps
derp
enter, two derps herp.
Oh, so we're not going to die then.
Like, are we gonna bungee cord them to the opposing
wall?
Wait,
yeah, like Thunder Dome.
Oh, well, is there going to be an aggro crag in the middle there? We just have to jump and reach the top.
It's like Thunder Dome.
If we can
dome.
Find an aggro crag, yes.
Yes.
Excellent.
Excellent. Now,
more likely no.
Now, do you have one thing to say to your fans just before we head out? Like, wait, going into the week ahead, what is your one phrase you can tell your fans that are counting on you?
I feel like I should give the speech that the Warrior always gave on WWE.
Go ahead.
Now listen here, Brother Robo Joe. I, Neo Faust, have been derping a short time, but in that time, I have been the derpiest derp that's ever been derping in the past 2 months. Oh, I'm the Zen of Derpery. I have a black belt in derp foo. Now bring your robo derpness down here and I'll slap it down into derpness and I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
That was pretty derpy. I
liked it.
I think you've got a good shot.
God.
But then I'll ride the rocket of derpery down your throat and explode in the cherry blossoms of derp. I don't know. I'm just trying to channel the Warrior, and the Warrior says a lot of things.
I like that.
I like that he wasn't done when we first started talking.
It just poured out.
Kind of homoerotic, but I think the fans will like that.
Well, yeah.
Tumblr will really enjoy this.
I think Robo Joe will really enjoy
this. Yeah, I think so too.
Does he swing that way?
We'll let the fight figure that out.
Okay. So wait, can we? Is the fight? Is the ring? Is going to be like a ring of fire? We dip our hands in glue and glass.
That's a secret. You can't know.
No,
you can't know.
Oh, okay.
That's part of the fun. We get to build your arena.
Well, I have a feeling it's going to be like Yu-Gi-Oh.
It's going to be like Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
We're just going to give them cards.
I played my trap card. blue eyes.
The secret is
one
of the cards is actually a metal card dipped, like, with spikes.
Oh. I was going to say, would one card just be a gun?
And we give the other person
I played my gun card.
Like Gambit.
Like a bomb.
I thought you said we're not going to get hurt.
Well, we're not going to get hurt.
It's a dirt bomb.
Our dirt pride. So how many brain cells am I going to lose as a result?
At least seven.
At least seven. Great.
You can document that.
Yeah, you can write that off in your taxes. That's how Mitt Romney saves so much
does
money.
Does our insurance cover that?
Your derpsurance? Yes, your derpsurance will cover that.
Okay. How?
Go. You have to go talk to your herpsurance salesman. He'll be on. Like a good neighbor, Derpy is there.
Derpy Show.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to introduce you to you for the first time on Derpy Show. We do have the amazing Robo Joe.
Hey, guys.
Yep, that's Robo Joe. That's what he does.
Yeah.
He pretty much just says, hey, and yeah.
Woo!
Oh, there's a woo. That happened.
It's like an Outkast song.
Lots of hays, yas.
Yes, and woos.
I don't know who they are. I don't listen to music.
No, you don't know Outkast?
I mean, I know of them.
Okay. Hey,
I mean, I know that
Caroline.
Song, kind of.
I actually saw them at a music festival one time, and they had, like, five or six people on the stage that were just, like, throwing their hands in the air.
Like those wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube men?
Dude, do you know I saw
They could have been replaced.
Dude, do you see the cosplay online?
There was a guy that did a cosplay.
Oh my god, it was the coolest fucking thing ever.
He just sat in the middle of the con hall, ducking up and down and flailing his arms at people.
It was the coolest fucking thing ever.
It was so well done.
Are they sure that it wasn't just Sweet D dancing?
Who's that?
You fail, Robo Joe.
I don't know these things. Me and pop culture don't get along.
So you know, Robo Joe essentially doesn't understand pop culture. In fact, I'm fairly surprised he knew what the wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man thing was.
Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Yeah.
He can actually do the whole thing. It's actually pretty impressive.
Go, Arlo, go! Go, Arlo, go! Yeah!
Kitty!
He climbed to the top. That was my cat climbing to the top of the couch.
Yeah.
He looked very scared. It was kind of like Sylvester Stallone in Cliffhanger.
I never saw that one.
It's an awful movie.
Well, most things that man does are.
But it's not as bad as Over the Top.
Did you see Expendables? Oh,
do you know what Over the Top is?
No.
Over the Top is the movie where his son is stolen, and the way he wins his son back...
Doesn't he win an arm wrestling contest?
He wins an
arm
wrestling.
To get a semi-truck or something, right?
Essentially, yeah. He's a truck driver.
I saw that once.
It's awful.
I saw that once. I like that movie.
They ripped off
that movie because that movie was so good.
Homage. Rip off. Whatever.
Whatever. Same thing. If it's an homage, you don't need the rights, right?
As long as it can be considered a parody.
Yep. So anyway.
That's how Derpy Show is able to be a thing.
Yes. Coming this Christmas, that's what I call Derp, a parody album.
I knew I don't get it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, we are here bringing you Robo Joe as part of the Herp in the Derp Dome.
Prelude.
The prelude, the pre-derp, if you will.
Preamble.
And I guess this would be the herping.
Is this the herp before the derp.
Right, right.
But I thought herping and derping were like synonymous. They were like
two sides
of the same coin.
Well, they are, but they're not synonymous. They're two parts. You always herp before you derp. Otherwise,
you're going to have a bad time.
You could have a derpocalypse. It's not good.
I think I've been to one of those.
The derpocalypse?
Yeah, I think that happened.
Yeah, what happened at the derpocalypse?
That was called Walmart.
Wait, what? What happened at Walmart?
That's pretty much a derp.
I don't know. I don't know if you guys know this, but we're a member of a burlesque. Some of us here are members of a burlesque troupe, and some of those people derp and herp and derp and herp and derp and derp and herp and derp and. It is not just me.
To be fair,
it is not just me.
He is speaking the truth. He is a member of a burlesque troupe, and they do herp before they derp. And derp, 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 and herp, herp, herp. But by far, you are the herpiest and derpiest of the group.
I mean...
So that brings us to our point. You come from another land. You are the stranger in a strange land here in the Derp Dome. How do you feel that's going to affect you, considering you don't have a loyal derp base coming into this?
I think I stand a pretty good chance. I don't think these folks here at home are aware of the level of derping that I do on a daily basis.
Give us an example.
I think your favorite is...
They already know that example.
Oh, you've talked to... Oh, God. I don't know. We went to the grocery store yesterday, and I just kept walking into people and walls and complaining about people that were doing the exact same thing that I was doing, but I... Oh, and I randomly broke out and danced several times at the grocery store for no reason.
Now, you're right. That is very derpy, but the problem here is this is a radio broadcast, a podcast, if you will, and... You're maybe a visual derper. How do you think you're going to be able to, you know, bring that to the audio level?
I really feel like my casual racism will help me out a lot in this conversation.
God, okay. All right.
If you've ever seen the show Archer, I'm pretty much that guy.
You're Archer?
Yeah.
So you're like Hawkeye?
No.
Merida?
No.
Robin Hood?
No.
Oliver Queen?
Getting closer. He's kind of gay, right?
We'll go with that.
Sure.
Wears a hood.
Who doesn't?
All right.
No, I've actually put a lot of thought into this, and I feel like the best way for me to prepare is to do some of my signature moves.
Signature moves.
So what are your, like, are these like special moves? Like, if you were in a video game, is this where I press down, down, forward, fierce?
Yes. Okay. One of them is going to be just I'm going to take...
Wait, what's the title of it first? I want to know what it's called.
The Ye Olde Mouthy Margarita.
The Ye Olde Mouthy Margarita.
Mouthy Margarita?
I guess it's mouth with an E at the end. Like,
yes.
Oh, trying to be fancy.
Basically, each button would have me... imbibing a different beverage.
Wait,
imbibing?
No. Imbibing, is that mean yes. you're like...
I think that means you get Joe Biden to do it.
Okay. So
and
we've
let's
got
face
Joe
it,
Biden
if I get Joe Biden in here, I'm going to win. I mean, if I can channel Joe Biden...
Well, he's a master of debate. I don't know how good he is at dirt bait, though.
Oh my
Paul
god,
Ryan was pretty
this?
Good at dirt bait.
Joe Biden, though, every time he's not in a debate, god, that guy, like... It's like watching the old man get hit in the nuts with a football.
Anyway, you're imbibing what now?
Okay, so basically a mouth margarita is you take a thing of sweet and sour mix and a thing of tequila, and you put equal parts into your mouth, right? And then you swish it all up.
Oh, wait. Can I, like, make your face a little bit wet and then smash it into some salt?
Because my mouth is the cup that you're putting a salt...
Yeah.
No.
What?
No. Okay.
What if we you take a water gun and spritz your mouth, and then he just backhands
yeah.
you with salt?
Just a little salt backhand.
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
That's okay.
All right. Salt backhand.
So
way for the salt, instead of having to like drink it by you know getting it when you put your mouth up to it, and then you just have to lick your lips a little bit.
That's homoerotic.
Yeah.
That saves you a little bit of time, I guess. But I mean, you know.
Plus, you would look more like a margarita.
Again, this isn't about the visual. This is about I need results. I don't need cosmetics.
Okay. So that's the down, forward, fierce. What happens if you do a half circle backwards with a kick? What happens?
Oh, okay. So I've got two things that I think I'm going to do for this, and it's either going to be I think I'm going to combine a substance we call orc juice.
Okay, orc juice. Okay. So what is exactly is orc juice?
Orc juice is a Powerade, Gatorade, any of those electrolyte-y drinks
any
that
aid.
People
any kind of aid.
Yeah,
you can find.
Gatorade, Powerade,
yeah.
Farmade.
Yeah, I mean Miracle-Grow,
Band-Aid.
Any of those you mix together.
But basically it's any of those like sports drinks and you empty out half of it. You put a 5-hour energy in it. You put another energy drink in it as well, shake it all up, and then you drink it. And this has been known to keep people awake for like weeks at a time. And
so
I think you're
equating this to the orc draft that they forced Merry and Pippin to drink on the march
yes.
with the Uruk-hai.
Yes.
Okay, alright.
And then also, I have this love affair with Starbucks Refreshers. And they actually sell them in powdered form, and it's called Vias.
Vias?
Yes.
Like a PlayStation
they're,
Via?
They're Starbucks Vias. They're actually like single-serving coffee beverages that you put into water and shake. And they come in 5-packs. So what I'm thinking is I can just buy a 5-pack.
And then snort it.
Well, snorting it's a good idea. I was actually just going to eat all 5 packets of powder and see how that went. But snorting
it's
going to
be like it's
going to
be a Via challenge. We get like a tablespoon of the Via and see if you can just eat all at one time.
Like the cinnamon thing, right?
Yeah.
Which I've actually seen somebody do, by the way.
Yeah. Speaking of the cinnamon challenge, a long time ago when we still had the radio show, I remember you telling me, and I think you even might have promised it on the air, that you were going to do the milk challenge at some point.
I still think I can do the milk challenge.
Okay, I'd just like to point out that I come from a family of derpers, and my brother once tried to drink 20 large McDonald's sweet teas, and he actually couldn't do it. He so couldn't do it that he thought he could do it 3 times and failed. Each time he vomited, and each time he thought he could still do it, and added more to the challenge, like jumping jacks.
Nope.
Wait, he failed it, and he was trying to make it harder at the same time
yeah.
on each reattempt.
Well, he thought he was like a Saiyan, and that he would get stronger the worse he failed.
And then we also gave him pneumonia. We told him we'd pay him $20 if he'd stand under a broken water main in January. He made it like 19 minutes, gave himself pneumonia, and we didn't pay him because he didn't make it the full 20 minutes.
Hmm. So not only is Robo Joe extremely derpy, but he has no care for the happiness or survival of those around him, which makes him a formidable opponent in the Derpdom, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, just with a touch of psychopathy.
Psychopathy, yeah. Psychopathy.
I don't even know what that means.
It means you're a psychopath.
Oh yeah, kinda.
Okay, so...
A little bit. No.
So now, while you might literally destroy Neo-Faust, how do you think that's going to appeal to the listeners at home? Do you think they're really going to appreciate that? Or do you think you're going to have to maybe go easy on him and just, you know, fillet him a few times? I'm sorry.
Wait, what? I didn't realize it was that kind of a party, but I mean, I guess, you know, I only met him once.
That would definitely bring him to his knees.
Yeah. Oh, buzzing.
Remember, this is like for Tumblr. I'm pretty sure that's a Tumblr.
But you just buzzinged yourself, I think.
He did. I imagine that you'd go down on your opponent. You're like, bazinga. Sucks to be me, choking on a dick.
Wait, why is that a bad thing?
Oh, God. We did,
but anyway, back to the question. I think I'm going to try and pull like a Vegeta, you know, start out as a bad guy and then...
pull a Vegeta. You know, I once pulled a Vegeta out of the ground.
He said Fugita.
Fugita? Well, that's... that's what...
They're called fajitas, Joe. You're going to pull a fajita out of what?
No, it's Fudge...
No, I'm going Dragon Ball Z!
No, it's Fugita. It's what happens when Mr. Popo and Vegeta do the fusion dance.
Yes. Fuck you! You've got a fucking Goku shirt on! You're wearing a DBZ shirt and you're making fun of me for saying Vegeta!
No, you said Fudgeta. As if it was a giant Vegeta made out of fudge. Which, while being delicious and awesome, is kind of weird.
No! That's not what I said at all! Fuck you guys!
So anyway...
If I had an anime candy store, I bet a Fujita would be a big hit.
A big seller, yeah. So what would you do when you say you're going to pull a Fujita?
You know, start out as, you know, kind of like a bad guy, then kind of go quasi-anti-hero, even though you're secretly begrudging the main guy and trying to dethrone him the whole time.
So you're really hoping to come in as a bad guy and hope that he just Fujita about it.
That was awful.
I think we might have to throw you into the dog. DJ Snorlax
is there,
gets winner.
Is there actually going
to... I'm going to put my quarter up on the side of the
dome. So is there actually going to be a dome? Because I know we talked about trying to build one out of PVC.
Oh, this is the dirt dome. You're going to be there. Don't worry.
Yeah, like... Is it like two derps enter, one derp leave?
We
like,
didn't tell Neo-Faust what it was going to be, and we're not going to tell you.
Like, are people going to be like hanging from the rafters throwing pixie
you're
sticks at us
know.
To...
You're not allowed to know.
As weapons.
All we're saying is two derps enter, one herp derps.
That sounds like a venereal disease.
It might be.
No guarantees.
No guarantees.
So, you've heard his challenge to you, in which he rambled, stopped, allowed us to comment, and then broke off our commenting by continuing. Do you have anything to say in response to Neo-Faust?
Yeah, he said some pretty challenging, hateful things.
Yeah,
how are you going to respond to that?
I don't know. I mean, I'm not really all that great at, you know, the speech thing. But, I mean, you know... I guess if I had to say
you
one...
You don't have to channel a wrestler like he did. You
know? Like, I've never watched wrestling. I mean...
You're from Polk County. How did you get by without like, living wrestling in your backyard?
Most of my friends did. Like, seriously. We went to the flea market and watched fake wrestle. It was kind of awful.
It sounds like you have experience with wrestling, then.
That... kind of... No! I played the N64 wrestling game where we... tried to kill Hulk Hogan with boxes.
See, you have way more wrestling experience than I do.
All right,
that's about all I got.
All right, I want to hear your epic. I don't know. Call to arms against Neo-Faust.
This is gonna go over like Kristen Bell in that Snow White movie. I'm really not very good at this.
Do you mean Kristen Stewart in Snow White and the Huntsman? Because if it was Kristen Bell in that movie, it probably would have been a lot better.
Wait, Kristen Bell's the hot one from Seventh Heaven, right?
Seventh Heaven? Kristen Bell's the one that cries when sloths are around.
Oh. Kristen Bell is the chick from Veronica Mars, and she was
But
in
then who is the chick from...
Sarah Marshall,
who is the chick from Total Recall and Blade Trinity? And Seventh Heaven?
Jessica Biel?
Yes!
God damn it.
This is a horrible challenge so far.
Yeah, so Seventh Heaven was pretty cool. Hi, Neo-Faust, we're gonna have fun. KK, love you, bye. Like, god damn it.
I mean, you know, I'm gonna come dressed in my traditional robes of my people and, you know, shove a energy drink up his ass and, you know, beat him to death with my derp.
I think he asked for an energy drink to be put up his ass.
Well, so wait. I actually thought you were going to
be doing him a favor.
No, see, I thought you were going to be the one that was going to be do the butt chugging. Are you telling me that in the derp dome, Joe butt chugs you?
Well, I mean, it doesn't count because I'm in a gas station outside of the derp dome, and there are postcards. So it doesn't count. No, I mean, obviously, it's the same place.
Okay, no. If you're not in the derp dome, it doesn't count, no matter what the postcards say.
No, if I... Listen,
it's... What happens in the derp dome is not going to stay in the derp dome.
Yeah, it's going to go on the radio.
Well, I mean, it's like that one Vegas party. It stayed Vegas for, like, 3 hours, and then everybody knew, and it was just awful. I mean, there was a guy pile, and Channing here was the conqueror of lesbians.
That's a story for a different time. I have a torrid past.
So anyway, Neo Faust, that's what you're up against. He can't even focus long enough to issue a challenge.
He's the can't challenge you, but he will just start talking about guy piles at a given moment. So be prepared, Neo Faust, next time.
He's going to derail him, I think. That seems like we found his power. He's just going to derail all of his conversations.
I don't know, man. From what I've heard, this guy's pretty random. I mean, I am the king of non sequiturs. Like, I don't believe in transitions, but... I mean, I don't
Listen, I know you pretty well. I don't think you'd ever non-sexualize anything.
I mean, I don't know. I once hairsprayed my junk and then poured glitter on it.
What? What are you talking about? Why is that relevant?
It seemed like a derpy thing to do.
All right.
Indeed it was. Stay tuned for the next episode. Herp in a derp dome.
Thanks for listening to Derpy Show, presented by Nerdy Show. If you enjoyed what you've heard, support the Nerdy Show Podcast Network by telling a friend, join in on the community forums, or support us with your hard-earned cash and receive exclusive perks. For more episodes of Derpy Show, Nerdy Show, Dungeons & Doritos, and other podcasts, videos, our Minecraft server, and other cool stuff, visit nerdyshow.com. You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show podcasts via the iTunes Store. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter, at Nerdy Show, to keep up to date on the latest Nerdy Show news.
That's probably all we need.
Joe, sometimes I don't know what's wrong with you.
She almost died a couple of times during this.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.